The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Bob Goff explains his reaction to a car crash.
I sent her a huge bouquet of flowers.
You can do it.
I sent it to her with a note that said, it was great running into you. Now stop calling me. You know what? Lynn just couldn't believe that she was forgiven. Yeah. And I think sometimes we can't believe. Yeah. We think that beating ourselves up will work better than grace, and it just doesn't.
For joining us. I'm Betty, and this is James.
Yeah, and we've got Bob Goff here and his wife, Maria, and he says he's got a book that's titled, it's a New York Times bestseller, and it's called Love Does, Discover a Secretly Incredible Life in an Ordinary World. And this thing just took off. And, you know, Thomas Nelson's a big publisher, and this is the author that's most requested. That's pretty big. I write for Thomas Nelson. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. And Bob and Maria are here. Would you welcome Bob Goff and his wife to life today?
Thank you.
Maria, Bob told me I need to ask you a question first.
Okay.
Because you told me, and you're a little bit like Betty, you just kind of sit here and being supportive and nice. Yeah. All right. What are those balloons on this cover for?
Oh, I love this book. I love the cover. I love the title. And the fact that there are balloons on there are perfect.
Okay.
Because there's always been balloons in our life. When Bob proposed to me, there were balloons. When we got married, instead of big flower arrangements, we used balloons. And we
have like a cheapskate to me.
It's whimsical and fun, and it's just so. He probably has balloons in his pocket right now.
I do.
See, I know this because they come out in the wash. I find them eventually. Yeah. But I love the book, and I've got to tell you, I was reading this book again a couple of weeks ago just because I wanted to just be reminded of the message. And I loved how, well, by the way, when I was reading this book, he called home just to check in with me. And that is so strange to be reading a book and have the author call.
Sure. Absolutely.
I was a little kind of embarrassed. Like, do I tell him? And so he's like, how's it going? I said, I'm reading your book. And he's like, well, how is it? And I said, it's really good. And the message that just rings true to me, and I'm so glad that it's in there, because I think it rings true for a lot of people, is that God uses ordinary people to get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
extraordinary
great?
Things.
And extraordinary things, but just broken and ordinary people. And I know that we feel like broken and ordinary people, and we have wonderful kids, but they're ordinary also. And he's used us in really special
ways. We'll edit that out, kids.
Yeah, but they would say that too. And they love the Lord, and we've been able to do really great things with them. They did interviews with world leaders, and we've had parades in our front, in our neighborhood, just so that neighbors could get to know each other better.
Wow.
And we even have a place where we take people that we know they need rest because they're working on the front lines, you know, doing great things for God. And and it ends up that those people are ordinary and broken too.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a beautiful story.
We all are.
Yeah.
Bob, do you ever say anything?
Yeah, I know. I kind of keep to myself.
You seem interested in what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about reading your book, man, you know?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
She acts like she liked it too.
Yeah. I think this idea of being secretly incredible. I don't think God wants us always taking bows for stuff. Mm-hmm. I think this idea of like he would make two people who couldn't see, give them their sight back, and I would have made a big deal about it, and he said, don't tell anybody, right? And he does this Jedi thing, and like then the guy that has leprosy doesn't have leprosy, and he's like, tell no, and then he raises a little girl from the dead, right? He says, don't tell anybody. I mow the lawn, and I want a hoodie that says, Bob mows the lawn. Right on the back, it says, yet again, right? But if we keep making everything about us, it'll never be about Jesus.
And you know what? You know what I think he's saying when he's saying that, and you may have an opinion, I'm sure yours is better, but because you write books, best of all, here's what I think is he's saying to them when they see the miracle, I really want you to go away not as excited about the miracle as you should be about me, Jesus, who I am. I am in you, all you seek. I am that living water. Does that make sense?
It makes a ton of sense.
He really wanted to see. It's like they kept coming back. Let's have another bread breaking of feeding 20,000 people, you know, with the fast food that you just multiply. That they were always looking for that. He did it because that's who he is, a miracle worker. But he wants us to know him for who he is. Paul said, I counted all things but lost to know him.
And I think about the difference between being right and being humble. I mean, I'm a lawyer. Even when I'm wrong, I think I'm right. You know, but I think one of the things that God wants us to be is humble people. And so he'll use anything in our lives to get us more humble. And so for me, like putting the cell phone number in the back of the book was terrific because when people call...
And you really did put your cell phone number in the back of the book.
Call. Yeah, there's about a million people that have my cell phone number. And 900 witch doctors.
How many do you say have your phone number?
About a million.
About a million. No.
Yeah, and so I don't let anybody go to voicemail. Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and there's something, you know what? Every time I answer the phone and say hello, I think I just answered every question they have. People just want to know it's true.
Now, people will be loved. Do you know many of the calls to our phone center, people lonely?
Yeah, bingo.
And they said, I wanted somebody to talk to, and I felt like I would talk to someone who cared.
Yes.
And sometimes it's all, and some of those people will call several times a week. Says, lonely again today, would you just pray with me? And we do.
Yeah, it's just a cup of water for a thirsty person.
Can you explain to us a little more of the title, Love Does, what you mean?
You know, I just, I can't think of one time that Jesus got all of his friends together and said, guys, just agree with me. Right? He said, go do stuff. And it was a lawyer like me that tried to set him up. He said, what was the big commandment? Right? Love God with all your heart and soul and mind. And then he said, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's like, I've got a little sticker on my window in the bathroom. It says, love God, love people, and do stuff. You know, it isn't just about like just agreeing with Jesus, but then, so what do? People will know what we believe when they see what we do.
So love is action.
So everybody, they've heard all the songs. They've heard all the Bible says. Show me what you're doing and let it be humble people doing it.
That's the reason our viewers seem to be so excited about feeding the hungry, setting people who are trapped in sexual trafficking free, giving people water, why they look at that as something to be very excited about is because they're doing something and it's exciting to do that.
I think that's it. You want to be part of it. It's like Stone Soup. You know that little kid's book? Everybody throws in what they have and pretty soon everybody's fed. So that's what we're doing. We've have been building schools, which is really fun. It turns out like my worst subject in school was school. But I'm awesome at starting schools.
So we just where do you start them?
Well, we started one in Uganda first.
Okay.
And we've got 340 kids in that and 40 teachers. That was the deal with Tom and Stelson. I said, they said, will you write a book? I said, I don't know. Will you build a school? I'll swap you.
And then people actually bought it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Deal for them. So then we went and started a school in Mogadishu, Somalia, which is just nuts.
Well, that's a tough place.
Then this year, about 6 months ago, we started one in northern Iraq.
That's great. And, that's so, really where the Kurds are in that area. That's,
Terrific.
They actually love us, don't they?
You know what's crazy, beautiful about that, and it's a very true statement, is that people will become, and ladies, this is true of you, us guys will turn into whoever you tell us we are. Right? It is. If you say you feel like really safe by us, like, we'll just feel like we'll become that guy. What if we tell that to our neighbors? What if we tell that to little boys and girls that have fled ISIS? Tell them who they are. Don't tell them what they want. Tell them who they are. And then God will whisper to them what they want. So that very much, that idea of showing up, and then God shows you more and more about who you are. and who you're turning into.
When you just show an interest in your neighbor, it's like it brightens their day.
I don't think
show an interest.
Yeah, this idea of loving your neighbor was not a metaphor for something else.
Yeah, right. Like in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we are our parade.
Yeah, we started a parade years ago when our kids were really little. And we just, on New Year's Day, had everybody come out of their houses, and we said, nobody watch, everybody's in, and here's some balloons, time on your bikes or your scooter or whatever, and it's grown so much.
And you
much.
Went around the neighborhood?
We just went from the cul-de-sac to our house and had donuts and coffee and juice and called it good, and neighbors came out of their homes, and they actually get a chance to get to know each other better, and we get to love each other better when we know who each other's are.
And we always pick one of the ladies on the block to be the queen. Yeah. And you know what's beautiful? The mailman, he always delivers the mail to the wrong person, so we made him the grand marshal. Yeah. We just give him thousands of envelopes. But there's that idea of love your neighbor. And I think Jesus didn't say who our neighbor was, so we wouldn't spend any time trying to figure out who wasn't on the list.
Yeah, sometimes my neighbor is him. Yeah. Like, he's the one in the house, the one that's closest next to me is my neighbor. And so start there and work your way out.
You know, I got a title to suggest for you. This is really neat. I believe you could have such conversations with God. You know, Paul said, I pray without ceasing. Now, what do you mean he was locked up in a monastery or in a closet? You know, Jesus said, pray in a closet. No evidence he ever went in a closet. It's a matter of just getting alone with God. But I believe when you really fellowship with God, you talk to God, you just can have incredible conversations. You can measure Him by the Scriptures. If you know the Word, you'll know His voice. And this week, I was just talking to God, and it's just amazing to watch what He does. And I said, you know what? You're crazy good. You're crazy good. And he really is. And I thought, why don't you do Love is Crazy Good?
Yeah.
That might be the next one. Because Love is Crazy Good. What it does to people is absolutely amazing. Because it's like you see too little of it. Yeah. And when you see it, it's beautiful. You just sit over here grinning. You just grinning and happy. You know, look at your socks. I mean,
you gotta wear happy socks.
You're not the best dressed guy on the block, probably. No, but you're just really happy. Really happy.
I think it's important to have fun. I know we tried to do that in our family, is to create that environment where there was just the spirit of joy and happiness, where music and laughter is just in the air.
Yeah.
And I think that Jesus was like that too.
It is.
He kept
just
things
joy.
Light when he was doing all of the work that he was doing when he was with us. And so,
joy unspeakable, full of glory, Paul said.
Yes.
Somebody back here held up a card that said, you said something about some woman hitting on your Jeep was one of the stories in here.
I was driving my Jeep like a knucklehead. I didn't have my seatbelt on at the time.
Can't afford a real car?
And this lady T-boned the Jeep, and we flipped it. I went right out the roof.
Oh, my goodness.
All of a sudden, I'm sitting on the asphalt. I'm like, I just flew out the roof of my Jeep, and it's upside down because I'm a guy. You know, there's gas in car. I'm thinking, blow. And it didn't, but, you know. Shoot. And so they fire trucks came and they towed this car away, and this lady, like, her name is, well, I won't say her name, I don't want to feel bad. Oh no, I said it in the book. Her name's Lynn. Sue me. So
Lynn's
anyway,
numbers. Yeah.
But she kept sending me flowers all the time.
She
would
bad.
Like, oh, call me up and said, like, you know, I'm so sorry. I'd be like in a deposition. I'd get a phone call. I'd be like, hello, it's Bob. And like, I'm so sorry. And Lynn, it's all good. And actually, I send her a huge bouquet of flowers.
You can do it.
I sent it to her with a note that said, it was great running into you. Now stop calling me. You know what? Lynn just couldn't believe that she was forgiven.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we can't believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
We think that beating ourselves up will work better than grace, and it just doesn't.
Yeah.
It's a lie. I mean, so just if we could just, we mess up. And then every time we mess up the worst, you know, God calls us beloved.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling ourselves all these other names.
He's crazy good.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah, we're right in the next
one. We need to lighten up sometimes.
Yes.
Totally. Just get the happy socks
have
out.
Fun.
Right.
Yes, have fun.
That's the only guy that got in trouble at the wedding feast, right, was the guy that showed up without his wedding clothes on. So I put these things on, I'm ready to go. And you know another thing? If somebody, it doesn't happen very often, because I'm a pretty hard guy to not get along with, but every once in a while, somebody will kind of get in my grill, and I just take my shoes off. It's awesome. Yeah. You'll have a different conversation. It's not because you're stinking them out. It's just that you just will. You're just being humble. Yeah. Try that. Take them just off.
You tell a story in here, too, about your wedding cake. You want to tell everybody watching about that?
Tell them about that one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we cobbled the wedding together, and it was beautiful, but
with
we relied
cake,
on
it. Wasn't a balloon cake.
It was a balloon cake, but, you know, we had some, we were volunteering at the time in ministry, and one of the kids, his father had a bakery, so he offered to do the cake for hardly anything. But when we got to the wedding, the kid was in the parking lot with an AV truck, and he was, like, stacking all layers, like, assembling it right there in the car.
Cake.
The cake. And then he starts rolling it across the parking lot, and it, like, hits gravel, and the AV cart stops, and the cake just tumbles down. So Bob was just like, you go on in, I'll be right there. And then I found out later what they ended up doing.
So I said, this kid, he's like looking like, you know, deer in the headlights. And I'm like, buddy, go make more frosting.
Yeah.
And so we like frosted it up and served it. Statute of limitations is run on that.
But here's
the deal. I think God serves us up. Little pieces
everything.
Of asphalt and all. I mean, he serves us. We think we're too broken. And God just says that's a lot more pieces to work with.
All right, let's just tell everybody. If they read this, will they laugh like this?
I mean, I hope so. I think we just need to take a breath.
You know, I mean, this guy's a hoot.
Yeah.
And Thomas Nelson's a big publisher, and I got a lot of respect for him. They did my life story years ago. You know, Jerry Jenkins wrote it, matter of fact. Imagine that, the guy that wrote the 50 million selling Left Behind series. And it's just amazing what Thomas Nelson's done. When they say somebody's good, he's good. And this audience says he's good. Y'all like Bob? Y'all like this guy? Y'all like Maria?
Yeah.
Y'all like her, huh?
That's the one, right there.
Let me just tell you that you're a breath of fresh air. I mean, you're not hot air. You're not like a lot of preachers.
Yeah.
You're the real deal. Mm-hmm. You're a joy, both of you. You're an absolute joy, and I'm saying that too. You've been just like kind of, I don't know, it's like coming in here and just, it's more than mercy drops. It's like honey dew drops of just joy and life and peace and love, and come on, hey. And I'm going to be thinking about you. You know, somebody hits my vehicle, I'm going to think about you. glad to run into you.
Call me up.
Yeah, I will. But it's just amazing. Father, I just pray the joy that just kind of flowing out of this couple, which really just flows from your heart. And you really, I think this is part of the rivers, Jesus, that you said would flow freely. Just let them flow. It's a lot of sorrow and sadness. We all have broken hearts. We know what it feels like. And God, heal broken hearts and put joy in us that's unspeakable. We can't even express it adequately, and it's full of your glory. In Jesus' name. I don't know where you are. You may need somebody to say, boy, I'd sure love to have some of that joy. And that phone number there is paid for by love for you. So someone can not have a sermon for you, but a shoulder for you. Pray with you, love you. Feel free to call. Bob, Maria, we love giving people food when they're hungry, setting them free when they're trapped. And our viewers think giving people a fresh water well when they've never had clean water is one of the most exciting things. And we win people to Christ. We give them water for life and tell them about the water of life. I want you to watch this. You are going to love it.
Life Outreach travels the world to the most remote areas of need, where water is scarce and clean water even more so. God's word says faith without works is dead. So love is put to action in a tangible way, and you are part of that. Every meter drilled down, every rise and fall of a hand pump. But as we spend time with those in need, listening to their stories, what often surfaces is pain so deep and hope so absent, no water well can lift their hearts or heads.
hơi hàm coi yu tê đằng miền ấy chia ba thì không ta sập hơi nó ngay.
Fortunately, we come with the one who can lift hearts and heads.
But I recognize that you died for my sins.
When you give the thirsty a drink, you give it unto Jesus. But we are compelled to introduce them to him as well. And miraculously, hearts broken from children lost begin mending. Tears of pain turn to joy as they taste of eternal water. And again, you are part of that. You send us. You send Jesus in us. And it is with great joy we go. For while the transformation in families and villages, their futures, brings great fulfillment, little compares to the joy and reward of their eternal future secured. At times, we have posed the question, what would you do if this was your family in need? Well, guess what? Many of these are family now and forever. Thank you for partnering with us. May it never end.
Thank you. Isn't that a beautiful sight to see people coming to Christ like that? So grateful. You know, just this week, and you didn't know them there, I saw Luke, our oldest grandson. He's kneeling there praying and leading people to Christ, and there, his wife is there, Cassie. They just came over this week and told us about what it was like to just share Christ. And they said of our granddaughter-in-law, Cassie, the missionaries back to us, said, she's winning everyone in Cambodia to Christ that has two legs. We have never seen anything like it. Just going and sharing Christ. The thing I want you to understand is that when you really reveal love, when you share it freely, people then respond and they want to know where that love came from. And when you can point them to Christ and His love, for each one of them, they hear, because they've already seen the expression of that love, the river flowing out of our heart. And it is absolutely amazing. You know, Betty, we've saved millions of lives with feeding, millions of lives with water, but in every area where we've been providing life, they have registered more people coming to Christ than their governments have said lives were saved. In other words, it's just so amazing what happens, and it's you who make it possible. God's love through you. You see a telephone number there on the screen. It's paid for by love. You have a broken heart, you have a need, you're lonely. You can call. A caring person will pray with you. But that number is also there as a lifeline. And you can go to lifetoday.org, very easy, which most of you do. Thank you for that. You have an opportunity today to go call that number or go online, and you can give life by drilling a well. Here is our goal, Betty, and I'm excited about it because our viewers are. We're going to drill 500 more water wells this year in more than a dozen countries. Our missionaries find the areas where there's a tremendous need and where they're in place to help. They also have done enough research to know that water is accessible. Sometimes it's extremely deep and very expensive. Most of the time, it's shallow enough that people can dig a borehole, but it gets contaminated and filthy, and then it's as bad as all the other water. We go down and give them a cased well, a manual pump, and it changes everything. They just get clean water. Jesus said, you give a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward. Now, don't start looking for money or an income or a money tree in the backyard. It's blessing enough to bless. What greater blessing can you have? But God says He will enable us to bless others because He does bless us with His love and His life and the ability to help. So what we're asking you to do right now is simply go to lifetoday.org or dial the number, take your bank card, and help us drill those wells, 500 of them, one at a time. $4,800 a piece, that's what they cost. That's the average. Could you drill a part of one, 2,400 or 1,200, and pray others join you? Most of the wells, Betty, are drilled by people who give $48. Can you do that? It averages out to basically give 10 people water the rest of their life. It's just a gift that keeps giving. 144, 30 people. Ask God what He wants you to do, please. And then just do it gladly and joyfully. I think you'll want to. Go online or dial the number. Please do it. If you make a check, make it to life, but call us and tell us what you're sending. Thank you so much for doing it. We have some special gifts to send you to help you grow in your spiritual life because we care about you. Thank you for sharing.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, you'll receive the Every Day a New Day devotional. Broken out into the 4 seasons of the year, this daily devotional features scriptures, inspirational thoughts, a Bible reading plan, and a place for you to journal each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Names of Jesus pen set, one inscribed with the names of Jesus found in Scripture, and the other reflecting the gifts of the Spirit. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
I think you are excited about sharing water, above all, winning people to Christ, the water of life. If you want this book, and you want to smile, and you ought to, and have joy, get it. Love does. Discover a secretly incredible life in a very ordinary world, and then you can. I also want to remind you, go to Stream. I hope you've been going there every day. I will tell you this, if you will go to the Stream every day consistently, remember it's updated all through the day, we're going to have understanding of the times so that we know how to correct a very perilous course and rejoice in it because love never fails. Stream.org and pass it on. You read an article, it means something to you, Facebook, forward it, tweet it, get it out. It can go to the ends of the earth. Ravi Zacharias says it's 24 hours a day. One touch from what can be the Roman road to transform the world, not just turn America. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Bob Goff and his wife, Maria? You're a blessing. Remember, you help us drill a well and you want the book, you can get it in the bookstores. Help us give water, we'll send it to you. Thanks for watching. Thank you.
Tomorrow, Bible teacher Beth Moore describes life after Satan has had his way and how we must learn to let Jesus cover our shame. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.